We're back on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. The City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, just the one general agenda item, but let's we can start with that and get into some other things tonight. Item A is considering approving an ordinance for the final development plan for Tract 1 of Lot 7, Abbott's Landing. And I'll let you explain what this this entails here, Mr. Fear.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. This is a request to amend their planned unit development. So that whole area was a zoning for a planned unit development and lays out several different tracks that were in conjunction with one of the anchors that originally started there on the north side of the project with the New Orleans facility, and as we developed along McCall Road and certainly some fast food places. This is a proposal to develop a express wellness clinic facility or a medical office building, about a just under 3,500 square foot facility on one of the remaining undeveloped lots that is there. And so there won't be any direct access off of McCall Road to this facility. It will actually come off of that back frontage road, which is called Hummel Place, which is what you take to get to that Orchlands property. There are a couple of right-in, right-outs along McCall either side of this, and then there is a full access street just to the east of, or the west of this. So the planning board did review it. It has 33 off-street parking spaces to support this wellness clinic, and they recommend, planning board recommended approval at 6-0, and city administration is also recommending approval.
All right. Mayor Reddy, do you have any comments on this item?
I think it's, you know, reading through it, it looks kind of like, I don't see any issues with it. I did read over what the planning board was discussing as well. We'll see what happens with the discussion this evening. One of the things that I read in the document was a few neighbors asking, since K-STAT is right across the street, why do they need another urgent care center? And I think as city commissioners, our job is really to see if this fits in as a PUD and zoning and parking and all of those other issues, not so much as how many of the similar businesses we have. This came up even before, like when we were discussing hotels or grocery stores, don't we have enough already? Why do we need more? That's really not our job on the city commission. And what we are doing tonight to see is if this fits in and if we have any questions as far as the compliance and ordinance issues to make sure that this particular business can fit in into that area. And the planning board, like I said, had their discussion, and I think I don't see any issues right now, but I look forward to the discussion this evening.
All right. I see we have a caller waiting patiently, so we'll get to them next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I'd like to thank you for your good opportunity, your good job that you're doing for the city. But, you know, with these desperate times in our entertainment district, such as Aggieville, other small towns across America that have a similar entertainment district have restricted the street through their entertainment district to pedestrians only, which would give you an opportunity to expand your platforms, although leaving a groove down through the center of the street for pedestrians and for the fire truck to get there. And in another desperate situation, the mall, a lot of the mall ownership, people like ours in months past had declared bankruptcy and sold the mall to this holding company we have now. But there's an opportunity here to, for instance, move the library to the mall, which will expand the library patrons' exposure in the mall and expand the mall users' experiences by having an opportunity to share the library time. Plus, we give the library patrons people parking opportunities and provide the building when your representation on the law board knows that the sheriff wants to expand his administrative field, he needs a place to store witness and to store evidence, and having that opportunity there between the municipal court and the city court provide an auxiliary for the entertainment district of Aggieville as well. Thank you for your opportunity to listen.
Appreciate the comment. You know, hopefully our mall's going to hang on. And again, as I said earlier in the show, it's certainly a time we need to try and work hard to support our local businesses so that they will continue to thrive and provide property tax revenue. One of the things that you indicated would expand that non-tax paying revenue space. I'm not saying it's not a bad idea, but it would probably be better if those spaces were vacant and boarded up as an alternative to some of that. So I know the parking situation at the library isn't the best, and right now it's complicated because of all the street construction we have going on down there, but we're starting to make a little progress, and with weather like we're having this week, we should be able to get some of that finished up. We're waiting on the asphalt company to get back in there to put some top layers on some of that work that's been completed so we can finish some of that up. But you know, interesting perspective about reuse of facilities. Hopefully we won't necessarily face that situation anytime soon.
All right.
And yep. I just wanted to say about Aggieville, I think, you know, we've thought about doing something similar with platforms like they do in downtown. Parking is always an issue in Aggieville. So even if you closed off streets, there's already some construction going on with the new hotel coming up. So parking would be a huge issue. I think in the future, that is something we should be looking at. And we do have that in the plans to make more outdoor participation available for consumers and restaurants and bars in Aggieville. But that's it coming in the next year or two. It's unfortunate we can't do that right now, though.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point, Mayor. Our 12th Street project in Aggieville, we are constructing just that scenario where that half block from the alley and Morrow on 12th Street on the north side there that's under construction will be that pedestrian plaza component that will envision being able to stop traffic and allow more pedestrian access into that street, set up for dining opportunities in the street. The previous caller talking about the alcohol laws will have to make special provisions to allow that, whether it's on a temporary basis or a permanent basis. And then those are some issues that we still need to work through relative to that. But we are creating some outdoor dining areas and creating some opportunities for longer term pedestrian type activities in the full street if desired by those folks in Aggieville that are sponsoring that event.
All right. Got another caller here waiting patiently. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Sorry, I had to turn off my radio.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I was very upset by the gentleman that called and wanted to move the library to the mall. How asinine. Really? Our library is the best thing in this community. It helps everyone. I happen to be a member of the board of trustees, and I know how it works, and it has excellent things going on there. Through this pandemic, they've performed wonderfully. They're working for your safety when you go there. So don't ever think about moving that library. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. I have to give a shout out to the library, by the way. My wife and I participated in their Halloween trivia last week on via Zoom. That was a lot of fun. We didn't win, but had a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, the library's a great entity here in our community.
It absolutely is. We have a great board and or a great library facility that's you know, expanded over time and provides great services. And certainly the mayor has been very much involved in that. And as mayor, she's on their board, so I'm sure she's got some comments about it. Yeah.
No, I think the library has done an outstanding job. And what I get from the caller is, you know, if the library should expand or need other options, I think it's good to look at something like the mall or even the other high school as they start revamping and remodeling and building, expanding on their infrastructure for their school buildings. But the current library we have, they're doing an extraordinary job. Staff is very well trained, especially during this pandemic. And under the leadership of Linda Nupp, they're doing an amazing job. And it's interesting how many people still utilize it and having online services. And people still wear their masks, and now they can go in and browse and pick what they want, and they still, you know, make sure everything is cleaned off. And they've gotten to taking great measures to make sure the public still has access to the library. And it is one of our true gems and still being utilized, even though all of this chaos is going on around us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got to take another break here, our final break of the show, but we'll come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.